Relic
by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. To Charles Crumley, D.P. To Lucci, who came along for the ride, and in memory of Nora and Gaga, L.C. Acknowledgements. The authors wish to express their thanks to the following persons who generously lent me their time and/or expertise in helping to make Relic the book it is: Ken Goddard, Tom Daugherty, Bob Gleason, Harvey Klinger, Anna McGee, Camille Klein, Dennis Kelly, Georgette Pelagian, Michael O'Connor, Karina De Leon, Lou Peretti, and Harry Trumbore. Relic. Introduction. 1. The Amazon Basin, September 1987. At noon, the clouds clinging to the top of Cerro Gordo broke free and scattered. Far above, in the upper reaches of the forest canopy, Whittlesea could see golden tints of sunlight. Animals, probably spider monkeys, thrashed and hooted above his head, and a macaw swooped low, squawking obscenely. Whittlesea stopped next to a fallen jacaranda tree and watched Carlos, his sweating camp assistant, catch up. "We will stop here," he said in Spanish. "Baja la caja. Put down the box." Whittlesea sat down on the fallen tree and pulled off his right boot and sock. Lighting a cigarette, he applied its tip to the forest of ticks on his shin and ankle. Carlos unshouldered an old army packboard on which a wooden crate was awkwardly lashed. "Open it, please," said Whittlesea. Carlos removed the ropes, unsnapped a series of small brass clasps, and pulled off the top. The contents were packed tightly with the fibers of an indigenous plant. Whittlesea pulled aside the fibers,